True to my word, here's your second episode. Oh, look, birdies. That's fun. God has bigger plans for your pain and your struggle and your worry and your... It's just everything. He's aware of all of it right now. When I worked at a thrift store back in December 2022, I was like, okay, wow, this, how did this happen? You know, I have a college degree and everything. But at that DI, I got this hat that reminds me to ask God and ask other people and the power of asking. I have a hat that says ask on it. I'm wearing my chosen hoodie that I got from there. And God 100% used that experience. There's times where during my lunch break, I wouldn't need any food. I would just read because there were so many books there. And they had some fantastic books there. I have books. I read a book this morning that I got there. Clearly, God used that experience. And the benefits and the dividends will pay forever and ever and ever. And I'm so grateful for that experience. I'm grateful for these powerful experiences I'm having right now. Just being me, being in this moment. I really don't believe I'll be in North Carolina much longer. I really don't. But I must be thankful for every day that I've left here. I cannot be like, oh, let's just like be like, oh yeah, I wish I was, you know, somewhere else right now or whatever. No, this is the only place I want to be right now because I know that God will use everything that I do here. He can use it for his glory. Everything I do echoes into eternity, as Marcus Aurelius said. And I actually made I'm working on a newsletter. Well, I came out with a newsletter today, but I'm writing another one soon too on the Yield Deeply newsletter. So check that out, about how God wants you to grow and he'll help you have these experiences that will help you in your growth. So back in December 2022, I was in definitely a rough spot, low in my self-belief and had a lot of things I was working through. I just finished up with meeting with the counselor for a little bit to work through some things. And yeah, there's that book, that time, all those books, they're precious and they've helped me with my mindset. And my time at the thrift store was also good because literally I wrote about the experience a little bit in a poem in my first book. God is trying to talk to me. So that's pretty amazing. I don't know how God will use this moment in your life. I don't know how he'll use the grief, heartbreak, sorrow, letdown, etc., etc. I only know he will. And he's able to glorify that thing and make it like really a beautiful thing and help you learn from it and just beauty from ashes. We'll close this up with a cool little Pokemon story. So Feebas is a Pokemon that was introduced in Generation 3 of Pokemon, and it's different from other Pokemon. You could level it up to level 100. You could have a level 100 Feebas, and it will still not level up, which is different than like every other Pokemon that, basically every other Pokemon, a lot of other ones that level up. They evolve when you level it up enough, and they get new moves when you level it up enough. Feebas only evolves into its second form, Melodic, when it knows it is beautiful. So like in Pokemon, you can like give them berries and stuff that up their beauty stat and all this other stuff. And what I'm saying with this is that God can make beauty from ashes. He can make beauty from ashes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moments from those times that really ripped you apart. It's beautiful as I'm going around and as I'm sharing love and talking to people and encouraging people today, all these amazing experiences I'm having, and it's from a lot of the strength that God gave me during those difficult, really tough moments. He's able to use all of that. He's able to just help you with wherever you're at. You know, I remember digging up potatoes. I remember weed whacking. I remember all these other things, and God has used those experiences to teach me and to help me and continue to hold me in his arms and know like the best is yet to come, my son. I will help you through this. So for you listening to this, I believe 100% that God has bigger plans for your life and he is looking out for you. So continue to lean on him. Consider what he might be teaching you right now and just be patient through that process. I know as you do that, you'll find greater joy in him and you'll have a lot of wonderful experiences to talk about in the future. And I know these things are true, and that Jesus is the Christ, and that he loves us. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.